years, and I've raised my family here. I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm Attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. The devil knows if you get too much farther, you're going to realize greater is he that is in you. God is doing exactly what he said. God will open a door that no man can shut. God will pull down every stronghold. God will defeat every devil. God will cast down imagination. He'll do just what he said. That's why the enemy's been on a mission to try to destroy you, to try to stop you, because you've come to the gate. The gate called greatness. Here's where you start getting big. Here's where your name starts getting out there. Here's where your money starts or stop acting funny. Here's where your business gets to rolling. So he's doing everything. Try to stop you, try to block you. Doesn't matter. That's what this is all about. It's a spiritual warfare. And gates require a manifestation of God as a breaker, not as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, but as a breaker, King of Kings on a white horse, two-edged sword in his mouth, eyes of fire, name written in his forehead. Amen. That's the one, this side of the resurrection. And I'm here to tell you tonight that he has gone before you. I said I'm here to tell you tonight that God has gone before you. Look at somebody, tell them, don't be afraid. But don't be dismayed. God himself has gone before you. Not only has he gone before you, he goes with you. Not only is he with you, he's behind you. He's watching. Devil can't creep up on you. I hear the Lord say tonight, I got this. Come on, tell somebody, God got this. But see, you got to labor to enter into the rest. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. Stop fearing. Stop wondering what's going to go wrong. Everything that went wrong, that can go wrong. I tell you, when you get there, you get free. Some of y'all ain't never been there. I can see that. You had enough trouble where trouble don't bother you no more. You done had enough bad reports that you don't care whatever, bring the reports on. Your mind is set free. All your shackles are off. You can shout. You can give God praise. You can honor God. It don't matter because all that stuff that was binding me up, I'm free now. All those concerns, all that petty stuff mean anything in the kingdom. That's what God wants you. That's where he wants to keep you. Now, understand this, and we've done many messages on gates, but gates, when we talk about gates in the spirit, gates are entry and exit points. It's like a gate around your house. Entry points, exit points. And the gate must be opened in order to enter or in order to exit. The gate has to be open. Tell somebody the breaker. There's a commercial on television. It's about the army, and they show a wall. Some of you probably have seen it. And you just look at a wall, a big old tall brick wall. Then all of a sudden you see an explosion, and then you see soldiers come running through the wall. You know, with their rifles and that, and they're bringing people in. Helicopters are going over, you know. They're taking some territory, but they had to break through a wall. See, I'll go as far as I tell you right now, that's what many are experiencing right now. The breaker is about to break down the wall. The breaker's about to release the limitations that have been holding you back, trying to strangle you and hold you back and make you not think that God was for you. Make you think that God doesn't love you. I'm sure you remember the story of the footprints in the sand. God was walking with the Lord and he said, Lord, when everything was well, I saw two sets of footprints, mine and yours. He said, but when trouble started to come my way, I only saw one set of footprints. Lord, what happened? The Lord said, that's when I picked you up and began to carry you. When trouble started, you don't know how you got through. You don't know how this thing is working out. You wake up in the morning and realize I'm still here. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right after all. Who is that? That's God carrying you. He's that secret place. He's the Most High. You see, but there are demands. You see, with greatness, there are demands at times where God demands everything. All your energy, stuff you kept in reserve, that ego, that part of you that you kept in your pocket. When God truly is bringing in you into influence, because with that influence comes responsibility. When God is bringing you, he requires or demands much of you. Amen. Unto whom much is going to be given. Amen. I'm going to require much. Amen. I was reading the other morning and the Lord showed me in Philippians 1 and 29. Get that for me on the screen. An interesting verse. I've read it before and I know what it meant, but I dug into it a little deeper and it was very consoling to me. It says, for unto you, Brother Banks, put your own name there. Now it is given, look at this, in the behalf of Christ. Now if you read this, and I went into the Greek interpretation of it and all, but I'll read it. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Amen. I said, yo. Let's back up here. I start digging in that. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ. That word, that phrase given in the behalf of Christ is that God gave to you not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his sake. It says, because God has favored you, he's given you not just to believe on him, but to join him in his suffering. Amen. I know to our carnal man, that don't sound good. But oh, when you step over in the spirit realm and see what God wants to do with your life, it's an honor that he has given or favored you to partake of his suffering, to form his nature in you, to represent him in the earth, and all that goes along with that. See, there's a lot that we don't have to seek when we seek him. But when you get an understanding of what that really means, then you can embrace your suffering. You see, the Bible says that Jesus himself learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Now, what does that mean? Do you mean, It's not that Jesus had to learn obedience. He didn't have to learn obedience. What he learned about obedience, he learned the price of obedience through his suffering. Amen. And so he's able to nurture us. He's able to succor. That's the word they use, succor us. He's able to comfort us. Amen. Amen. In our time of trouble because he learned the price of it. What it would cost. You see, right where you are right now, God knows how to comfort you. Amen. When it feels like you can't get out of something, when it feels like you can't go any further, God knows how to bring you. Amen. When you hit that wall and you want to give up, God knows how to wait on you. God knows how to keep you from falling. God knows how to lift you back up very gently and get you back on straight street. Even when your mind was messed up. Amen. When you wanted to just quit altogether, God knows how. Because he knows the price of obedience. He learned it through suffering. He knows what it feels like to feel like you're all alone. When nobody really understands. Nobody really cares. He was there. So he knows how to bring you. But I'm telling you tonight, he's not just trying to rescue you from something. He's trying to get you to something. And I'm telling you tonight, it's greatness. Do you realize that this is the hour, the day, the time for the church. the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the time of kingdom expansion. God didn't wait for a convenient time. It's a kairos, where what has to happen, don't have to be a convenient time, where what has to happen is going to happen. That's why we've been preparing our mind, renewing our mind, and preparing our heart, preparing ourselves for the time so that we could move with God. We wouldn't be caught in unbelief. We wouldn't be caught in doubt. We wouldn't be caught in fear. We wouldn't be left behind, even though God's not going to leave you behind. He'll drag you if you're kicking and screaming. He's still going to bring you into your blessing. Here, you arguing with God, and then when you finally stop screaming and kicking and screaming, you go, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because it didn't look like what you thought. I told you Sunday that he used lepers. He used lepers to open up the gate. You've dealt with people that had ability that could have helped you. Should have helped you. God sent them by you, but their heart was hard. They got jealous. They got envious. They got hateful. They got mean. They got cruel. They put up boundaries. And wouldn't help you. I know I met a lot of people like that. Oh, if they only knew. And I, you know, not that I was complaining or murmuring. If they only knew how they could help me right now. They brush you off like, you know, God will just let, okay. I did send them to do that, but that's okay. But see, he's going to send some lepers to you. Some that are least likely. God said, I'm going to load them with a miracle. They're not even going to know it themselves. But I'm going to laden them with the power of the miraculous. And they will be the one that break through. Okay, see, because the lepers' hearts, they were rejected. They had a community outside of the city. They couldn't come within so many feet of people. They had to cry out, unclean, unclean, unclean. And they couldn't get in the crowd of people. They were broken. Outcasts. But see, God had prepared their heart. When they heard the frequency, when Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, they were a distance away. They weren't in his audience. They were a distance away. They were way outside the city. But God had prepared them. Look at somebody, tell them, God's got people prepared for you. That's going to be stationed there to get you along the way. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, they're going to be stationed in your life at strategic times to get you along the path of your destiny. But those lepers' hearts, when they went into those tents, gathered all that stuff, food was cooking. Now think about it. Here, you're a leper. You're out there dying. Nobody giving you anything. Especially with the famine in the city. They're not giving them anything left to die. They chose to face their enemy first. He said, why sit we here and die? Let's tell somebody right now, don't sit there and die.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 38 of Mega Grace, the gateway to greatness. There is a war raging against your faith. Don't worry though, the gates of hell will not prevail. The breaker has gone before you. There's not an enemy that can stand before you. Satan is a defeated foe. Lift up your head and lift up your hung down hands. You are victorious and more than a conqueror. The King of Glory is coming into your situation. Release heaven on earth by breaking through the gateway of greatness.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.